to all the tender-hearted people who wait outside the circle. Come inside where you belong. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains charts, exercises, journaling prompts, as well as the acknowledgments and about the author sections from the print edition. I'll be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Introduction. 18 years ago, I sat in a therapist's office crying. In just a couple of years, I'd had a series of losses. A bitter divorce that left me struggling to support two small kids. A surgery gone wrong with an avalanche of medical complications requiring a dozen more surgeries. And the sudden death of a man I'd been dating that turned out to be from an overdose. This would have been a hellish time for anyone. But the part that had become unbearable was that I was dealing with it all alone. I don't just mean I was single. I literally had no help, no parents to let me come home for a while, no relatives to sit with me, no friend I could call, no neighbors willing to organize meals for me, no partner to help me pay the bills or reassure me in the middle of the night that everything would turn out okay. I had once had those people, scattered here and there throughout my life, but not anymore. I was waking up at 3 a.m. almost every night, panicked. The collapse of my connections had happened slowly, in little cracks and pops, postponements and absences I'd barely noticed. And then, with a crash, when I realized, shocked, I had no one. Some of the lost relationships made sense. My marriage had failed, for one thing. And in those last years of drama before the divorce, I tried to hide how bad things were, which meant I had to avoid people who knew me and who I feared would judge me. I couldn't face them, and I definitely wasn't there for them. I had siblings, but they were far away and busy with their own lives. My parents had died long before, and the friends who had once been close had become distant. There was a falling out or two, but not enough to explain the loss of so many friends. Sometimes I was the one who had pulled away, feeling judged, or like we no longer had anything in common. Other friends had disappeared for reasons that were never clear. I knew something explained this, but I didn't know what. Maybe it was because I had children and they didn't, or because I was now single and they weren't. Or maybe something I said had offended them, or all the drama in my life became too much for them. Maybe we were never close to begin with, or we were close, and I did nothing wrong, and we just grew apart. My honest guess, and it was hard to admit this to the therapist, was that something was hopelessly wrong with me, like a curse that drove away good people and left me stuck with the ones who never really connect with anyone. The therapist was straight with me. It's not a curse. It's that you don't have a spouse. You don't have parents. You don't have a sibling you can turn to, she said, reminding me that those are the people who normally show up to help in times of crisis. You are going to need friends, she went on, and this time they'll need to be the kind of people who are capable of being there for you. She said my job was to learn how to recognize such people and to become a person who can form strong connections with them. And this, as anyone who has found it hard to connect with people knows, is a lot easier said than done. The missing element. The thing is, all my life, I'd tried to form close relationships. It was natural for me when I was a kid. But then, as I got older, though I wanted close friends, nothing quite went right. By the time I sat crying in the therapist's office, I had come to believe that no matter how hard I tried, I'd never truly fit in with a group or know what it was like to feel safe and accepted with another person. I felt cast out, hanging by a thread, damaged, but unsure why this was happening. I could feel I was missing some crucial element, something I came to call connectability. That was my word for the air that some people have around them, a kind of grace, confidence, an openness that makes other people want to be around them, that makes them a joy to have as friends.